Hey everyone, welcome back to Glow Girl. I am Tracy White as always, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. So we can talk about all of the important things in life, like being ethereal, transcendent, magical star beams in a world that feels like it's on fire. We're doing the best we can with what we have most days, right? I am just so glad you're here and that we're learning and growing and shining brighter together. You have probably noticed, and I know we talked about this the last couple of episodes, just that sort of shift in the air. We're moving from true summer to what I guess we can call late summer. Some of us are super ready for fall. It's not quite here yet. Technically, it's fall in my heart all the time, but technically outside, not quite fall. So you're feeling that shift. And there's a lot of things that kind of come with this late summer shift. We see school starting. I don't know if you have kids or kids in your life, or if you are someone who is in school or you're a teacher or involved with schooling at some level, but you're starting to see everyone's going back to school. If you have social media, your feeds are probably full of awkward pictures of little kids holding backpacks that are too big for them. From people like me who are freaking out about sending their little people out into the world. And especially after the past, 18 months, 2 years of having them kind of under our feet all the time, it just feels like a lot. And the world feels kind of unstable right now for us to be doing that. And yet sometimes we have to, you know, sort of nudge some of those baby birds out of the nest, for the best of all of us. So a lot of us are struggling with that. If you are struggling with that as well, I see you and I am you and you're not alone. So there's a lot that comes with this time of year. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of feeling of newness and freshness and change. And there's a lot of transition that happens this time of year. And we see that with school. That's probably the most apparent one. We see that with the seasons starting to shift and change. One thing that I think is very interesting is that when we look at this in terms of the astrological season, Virgo season, we can pull a lot of information that makes a lot of sense out of that. Virgo season occurs in the late summer. Virgo is a mutable sign, which means that it's sort of changeable and embraces the transition from one season into the next. Virgo is the last sign of summer. The last day of Virgo season is the last day of summer. And then we move into Libra season, and Libra season begins the fall officially, depending on what side of the hemispheres you're on. But here for us and for a lot of the world, we're kind of in that late summer timeframe. We're in that Virgo season. We're in a mutable, changeable time of shifting and transitioning. That energy is sort of that feeling of the sand in the hourglass running out. Virgo is a sign that is ruled by Mercury. And we've talked about this recently too. But Mercury is the planet that controls and fuels how we think, how we process, how we communicate. Mercury is the firing of our neurons and that kind of energy. And these are the things that we use when we're in school. You know, we need to learn how to communicate. We learn how to learn. We learn how to work and connect with others. Oftentimes we have to travel or go somewhere, a short distance. These are also things that are controlled by Mercury. And so Mercury being the sort of planet that is ruling over this entry into educational endeavors, this makes a lot of sense here. Mercury ruling over this time of year, Virgo ruling over this time of year, feeds another energy too. Virgo, out of all of the signs, is probably the most anxious, probably a little neurotic, not in all cases. And I say this endearingly because Mercury energy, especially in Virgo season, can feel like nervous energy. It's sort of anticipatory. What's coming? What's next? When? When is it time? When is it time to leave? When is it time to go home? When is it time to catch the bus? When is it, you know, when is it time for lunch? Looking at the clock, looking at the phone, checking your social media. It just feels like a very quick, fast-paced energy. There's a list. There's always this feeling of a list. And that's a very Virgo feeling, the feeling of a list breathing down your neck, whether you are a physical list person or you keep a mental list, or it just feels like there's a list of things stalking you at all times. I am somehow all three of those people in one body. And I don't have a lot of Virgo in my birth chart. So that is something, that I am working to figure out. I love this grounded earth energy, but there's something about the anxious energy and the need for more grounding that is something that resonates a lot with me right now. So, for example, sending my small child off to school, she is in first grade, and her kindergarten year was sort of non-existent because it was 2020 and there wasn't in-person school. And we had to make a choice to do some online schooling and some homeschooling, and none of those were great. She's also an only child. She hasn't been in any kind of educational setting since COVID began. And that was just, sort of a preschool daycare type setting. And so this is really her first foray into an actual school setting. It's the first time that she's riding a bus. It's my first time. I don't have any other children. And so it's my first time sending a child out into the world. And all of these things are new, and we're all anxious about all of this. And this Mercury energy makes us sort of feel anticipatory. Is it time yet? Is it time yet? This doesn't feel quite right. This doesn't feel like maybe we should wait a little bit longer. And then also, it is time. We need to push. We need to move forward. So there's a lot of conflicting energies with this Virgo season. If you're feeling this, you're not alone. There's a lot happening here. There's other planetary influences going on, but you're probably noticing in your life, if you watch the news or if you're aware of, just things that are happening in the world, that it's just a time when it feels like the decisions that we make, there aren't fully right answers and there aren't fully wrong answers. There's just a lot of transition. There's a lot of pros and cons, and no one's perfectly right and no one's perfectly wrong. And there's a lot of gray area. Okay. And I think that that is a theme that I'm seeing a lot of right now. And not only am I seeing that there's a lot of gray area in the world right now, there's a lot of gray area in my life right now. I'm seeing that there are also a lot of instances where I'm seeing people deciding that gray area is no longer something that they can tolerate, that they must be black or white about a situation, about a person, about the world, about a country, about a president, about anything. And I guess what I would encourage you to consider is that there's a lot more gray in this world than there is black and white. And to alienate choice and reason and struggle and pain and this idea of transition, because we are all transitioning from one thing to another. At one time in our lives, we may have been in this black area and now we're in this white area, and we had to go through that gray area to get there, right? Transition. So I guess what I would encourage you to do is to consider that most people in the world are in a point of transition right now in some way or another. There's a lot more gray area to every person that you meet, and judging a person based on one thing or judging a situation or a political situation or a situation in another country, any of these things, judging these things by one set of facts is just not enough. And if you need to have boundaries, that is something that I fully support. Have your boundaries. But I guess what I'm saying is understand that you are also full of gray areas. You are also full of transitions, just like we all are. You know, we're not so different. So whether you think you're on the right side of things or the wrong side of things, you know, just know that there's a lot there that you're not seeing. And to judge based on just the things that you see, you know, is a lesson we've been trying to teach our little ones from the time we've been reading books to them, you know, to never judge by a cover, to never judge by the first set of facts. You don't know everything about a situation. You don't know everything about a person. And those gray areas are, I think, where our humanity lies. And so that's just, I guess, my little sermon for the week. I'm seeing a lot of that. And don't let the black and white facts blind you. And don't let that force you to give up your humanity. That's what's going to keep us together through all of this. We're not done with COVID. We're not done with political division. We're not done with racism. We're not done with Afghanistan. We're not done with any of the things that are difficult and hard to hear and hard to look at in the world today. We're not done. We're not going to be done with most of these things anytime soon. So we need to decide, you know, would we rather be right or would we rather be compassionate? Would we rather be right or would we rather be human? You know, what are you leaving behind? What is your legacy? Is it a legacy of humanity? Because if it's not, you might want to think about what you are leaving behind. So again, just a little thing that I've been thinking a lot about. This season of life, this season of the year, is a time that we're feeling a lot of this energy. Now, in addition to this, you know, transitional Virgo season energy. So if you're newer to this podcast, you may not know this about me, but I spent a lot of time working in and being a patient of Chinese medicine. So traditional Chinese medicine, like Chinese herbs, acupuncture, Chinese diet advice and nutrition advice, and just sort of the way of understanding that nature and our bodies and what we put into our bodies and how we treat our bodies and the energies are all the same energies. And that when we sort of get into alignment with all of those things, we can be healthier overall as humans, right? And healthier in our relationship with each other, healthier with our relationship with the earth and with what we consume and, you know, our input and output. All of these things can be healthier when they're in alignment. This is not an uncommon topic for me in my life, but I wanted to talk about it today, especially on this podcast, because in the Chinese calendar, in the Chinese medicine tradition, we're entering what's called late summer. It's a separate season. Summer is, you know, summer is a season that exists on our calendar. Summer is just summer. It starts in June and ends in September. That is summer. In the Chinese medicine calendar, late summer is a season around this time. It coincides quite nicely, actually, with Virgo season. The Chinese medicine calendar actually works a lot with the elements. It works a lot with Chinese astrology and traditional Western astrology. They are very complementary. But looking at that Chinese calendar season, we're in that now. And this is considered a transition time, again, where we return to the middle. Now, we're looking at this as sort of it's the end of summer. In the Chinese calendar, they're looking at this as we're returning to the middle. So this sort of middle time between spring and between fall. It's a time where we have more inward energy and we're looking at things like harvest. Okay. Now in Chinese medicine, each season is sort of ruled by different body parts. Just like in astrology, when I've talked about different, the different signs, each rule different part or a different system of the body. Now, in Chinese medicine, late summer rules the stomach and digestive system, which in Chinese medicine, again, are at the center of our health. They regulate, they harmonize, especially the effects of like seasonal extremes. Okay. So we're in that transition season and we're talking about the stomach and digestive system. Now, Virgo season, Virgo as a sign rules our stomach and digestion. So again, these dovetail very nicely together when we're looking at these through the, I guess, wider lens of Wu. Okay. Now during the season, and listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a Chinese medicine doctor. I just have a little experience because I've worked with and been a patient of, you know, my advice is not medical advice and you should consult your medical professional before you take on any changes in your diets or supplements or anything like that. But at this time of year, there are certain foods that kind of support our health, that can support our digestion, that can support what this sort of season of transition that our bodies are going through. Okay. We look at in the traditional Chinese medicine calendar at this time of year, foods that are mildly sweet, things that are yellow or golden, and things that are round shaped. It's interesting, right? But these are things that work for us here. Things like corn, white potatoes, sweet potatoes, beans, rice, ginger, fishes, small amounts of beef. That can also be something. During this time of year, we start to look at things that are sort of warmer and more nourishing. We want to limit excessive raw vegetables and fruits. We want to limit citrus and we want to limit dairy products. This is considered that sort of late summer, just kind of things to include in your diet. If you think about it, you know, these can be things that are nourishing and helpful, especially to gut health. You know, if you look at things that are helpful for gut health, diets for gut health, we're looking at things, you know, not too much sugar, not too much acidity, you know, things that are nourishing and calming to our systems. You know, this is a little bit of a higher carb time because it's sort of a harvest season. And so we're sort of building up a little bit for the coming fall season, the coming cooler weather. We want to kind of build that up. Now, listen, again, I don't know your nutritional needs and I am not your doctor. So clearly you have to do what's right for you. I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of an overall idea of what this, you know, Chinese medicine calendar looks like when it comes to our health. As we are entering this Virgo season, we need to look too at how that affects our bodies because each season does affect our bodies. Now, in your astrological chart, the first house and the sixth house are the houses that sort of talk to us about our health. The first house, I would say, is probably the one that I look at the most. And your first house is usually represented by your rising sign. And so if you are a Virgo rising, or if you have a Virgo rising in your house, Virgo season, and high Virgo times of the year can be seasons when you feel digestive upset or where your digestion needs a little extra care. Okay. Now, I have both a Virgo moon in this house and a Virgo rising in this house. And I can tell you that the Virgo rising person missed the school bus this morning because of a digestive upset situation that's been going on for the past 2 days. And it has been Virgo season for 2 days. So what we are doing is we are looking at foods that are a little bit more calming and nourishing, a little bit more warming to the system. And we are making sure to not forget to include our probiotic. So not a doctor, but if you are a Virgo rising, highly recommend you take care of your gut health. Probiotic, collagens, things like bone broths that can help with gut health. These are really good things to consider. Also, make sure you drink lots of water. Now, all of that out of the way, all of these things kind of, I guess, work very nicely together when we're looking at this season, because there's so much transition, there's so much movement during this time of year. Virgo season is one of my favorites because this is a time of year when I feel like I can get a lot of things done. And I feel partially I feel like I can get a lot of things done because I'm under a certain amount of pressure, but it feels like a healthy pressure. This year, it does feel like there's an extra edge of anxiety to it. And I'm going to tell you after the break why that is. There's a lot of extra anxiety in the atmosphere right now for several different reasons outside of it just being Virgo season. So I'll tell you a little bit about that, especially if you're feeling that yourself. But if you are a Virgo or you know a Virgo, you probably know all about what Virgo is, what Virgo represents. We've talked about it on this podcast before several different times. But Virgo season runs from August 22nd thereabouts to thereabouts September 23rd. So we are in Virgo season now. Virgo season is now, and I'm speaking traditionally, you know, this is just sort of certain seasons felt feminine or masculine based on traditional astrology. Clearly, gender norms and things are shifting and changing, and we're coming into what our understanding of that is a little bit better these days. But based on traditional descriptions, Virgo season is considered a feminine season. It's more of a yin season because Virgo is represented by a woman. Okay. And this is an archetype that is, you may see this, in, especially in older astrology books or older astrology texts, that Virgo is called the Virgin. Okay. Now, listen, what Virgo is as an archetype, I don't like virginity as a construct anyway. I don't like the idea of, you know, naive, innocent, you know, gullible Virgo. That I don't like that. I don't know Virgos like that. That is not my experience. So I don't care for that particular description. But what I do like about this Virgo description is not the idea of Virgo as a virginal woman, a maiden who doesn't know anything, but the idea of a feminine person, an unmarried woman, maybe. Sometimes that could be a virgin or a maiden, I suppose, depending on your views. But more often than not, how I feel about Virgo is this is an independent woman, okay? A woman who's on her own, a woman who can get her own shit done outside of a partnership, who is self-sufficient, okay? What I'm looking at when I look at this Virgo archetype is that big Artemis energy, okay? The huntress, the woman who is out there. She has a list. She's going to get these things done. She's going to go out. She's going to hunt. She's going to bring back. She's going to process. She's going to eat. She's going to provide. She gets her shit done. Okay. This is the big Virgo energy that I want to have this season. It's an energy of we are strong. We are powerful in our own right. We don't need no man like that. I mean, maybe we do, but that is not the energy that we're looking at here. We're looking at who we are and what our power is outside of our partnerships. Okay. All of our partnerships, whether we're single or attached or in business partnerships, where does your power lie? How do you get your shit done? Where is the Virgo in your chart? What house does it rule in your birth chart? If you know that, if you can find that information, that can help you, and it can help you narrow down maybe some areas that you can focus on for the next month during this Virgo season, during this late summer timeframe. What are some things that you can focus on doing for yourself or for your household? For me, I'm a Leo rising, and the way that it falls in my chart is that Virgo is my second house. Okay. Second house rules my personal resources. So things like my money and love and how I feel about my ideas of home and family and those kinds of things. So that idea of my personal resources, I am feeling pressured right now. But in a good way, but motivated, I guess is a better word for it. I'm feeling motivated to accomplish some things that I've sort of just let slide for a while. You know, there, I need to get back to having a household budget. I'm going to get that under control. I'm going to work on my own business assets. I'm going to work on investments. I'm going to meet with a financial advisor. I'm going to meet with a lawyer about making sure that our, family legal matters are all, you know, tied up nice and tight and we are solid. I'm going to make sure that we have passports, like just things that need to be accomplished this is the time of year that you can accomplish those things. Those happen to be my second house things. So, you know, where is your Virgo? You know, do you have a Virgo midheaven? Maybe Virgo rules your 10th house. So maybe this is career related for you. You know, maybe Virgo rules your 6th house. And so maybe this feels like, you know, an exercise routine or, you know, some way of some new personal habits, you know, maybe moving your body. Maybe you want to start smoothies. Maybe you just want to take better care of your health in some way. You know, maybe this is about your work habits. Maybe you need more work-life balance. You know, maybe this is you getting ready to go back to the office after many, many months of working from home, or maybe the opposite is true. Maybe you're transitioning into a work, you know, a work at home type of role. Now, wherever this Virgo energy hits your birth chart is going to be transitional for you. It's a transitional time and an area where you probably don't feel consistently motivated, but you feel motivated during Mercury times, high Mercury times, and areas where you need to kind of watch when there is a Mercury retrograde. So when I have Mercury retrograde issues in my life, they tend to fall in that sort of, you know, financial stuff or like little legal things that need to be taken care of, you know, bills that kind of came out of the blue. Where did that thing even come from? I never got that letter in the mail, just like little snafus like that, that tend to be related to, you know, finances and correspondence. Those are kind of the Mercury retrograde things for me, because that's where my Virgo is. So, you know, kind of checking that out in your chart. If you want some homework this week, because if you're a Virgo glutton for punishment, like some of us are, you like your homework and you like being assigned a task and you like being a good little student, get your birth chart out, find out what house in your chart Virgo rules, look up what that house means and apply what that means to you. You know, what is the next month of your life going to be sort of focused on in a way? And where can you sort of direct your motivations? Because if nothing else, Virgo does like a good direction, some goals, and being able to have a list of what's motivating them to accomplish those goals. So this has been my very long and drawn out sermon about Virgo energy, late summer energy, and getting that, harnessing that big Artemis energy and getting your shit done. So all while being nice and human. Let's be humans. Can we? Let's do it. So stay tuned for more about this week's specific astrology after the break. And I am going to pay a little bill here and tell you about a message from one of our sponsors. I don't know if you can tell just by listening, but I have been feeling so much more well-rested lately. Is it because it's Virgo season? Is it a new crystal? Is it the moon phase? Weirdly, the answer is no. I'm actually feeling much more refreshed because of Ready Slim's detox teas. Ready Slim's detox teas are made with high quality, 100% organic herbs that gently aid in digestion, boost your energy levels every morning, and help you relax into a well-deserved beauty sleep every night. The best part is that their teas are made with no fillers, no additives, no laxatives, and they're safe to drink daily. My favorite is the Wakey Wakey Morning Detox Tea. I'm always looking for an energy boost in the mornings because that's when I have the busiest schedule, and this tea is delicious. Plus, it gives me that little energy kick I need to get it all done. Their snoozy nighttime detox tea helps me get enough sleep so that I can feel well rested and wake up ready to do it all again the next day. Say hello to a better, brighter you. And right now, for a limited time, you can save 25% on your first order of Ready Slim's 28-day detox tea kit, plus get a free collapsible water bottle. Go to readyslim.com/glowgirl. That's readyslim.com/glowgirl to receive 25% off your first purchase of Ready Slim's 28-day detox tea kit, plus a free collapsible water bottle. readyslim.com/glowgirl. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay, welcome back. So we've talked a lot about Virgo season. There's just a lot to talk about with it. So as I said before, the sun currently in Virgo from August 22nd to September 22nd or 23rd-ish, depending on what time zone you're in this particular year. During this time of year, our focus kind of shifts to the pieces of the puzzle, those little details in our lives. Now is the time that we take care of practical concerns. I told you about my practical concerns. Most of them are financial involved for me. But we tend to the details of everyday life. It might not sound like a lot of fun, but it can certainly free us up from unnecessary stress that results from collecting the odds and ends of unfinished business, right? Virgo likes a checklist. We want to cross it all the way off. We don't like to leave things open-ended. Cross them off. Virgo season is for crossing your list off. This is an ideal time to get organized, to do the detail work, and improve communications in your life and at work. So this sun season in Virgo will go, like I said, until September 22nd-ish, 23rd. And we also have Mercury in Virgo from now until August 30th. So this time frame, when Mercury is in Virgo, it sort of amplifies this Virgo season for us during this time that Mercury is hanging out in Virgo. Because Virgo is a sign that is ruled by Mercury, this is a place that Mercury really likes to be. This is also what I would say would probably be the highest anxiety placement of Virgo that it can be in the chart. So we're feeling our energy, we're feeling our motivation, we're feeling very goal-oriented, but we're sometimes feeling very anxious about it, right? I have described myself in the past as 9 chihuahuas in a trench coat. This is that energy. Do you feel like 9 chihuahuas in a trench coat? That's how I feel. Mercury in Virgo is probably going to make everyone feel like they are 9 chihuahuas in a trench coat. Okay. When Mercury's in Virgo, we can place a lot of value on things like precision in speech or thought or process, right? We're looking at details. We're correcting people's grammar. We are looking at people's emails and saying they didn't answer the question that I sent them very carefully. This is a time when we can analyze and discriminate between what we deem to be useful or impractical. Okay. Mercury does feel at home in Virgo because it's one of the signs that it rules, and it makes it easy to want to feel with, to want to deal with the details right now. It feels more natural to be focused on detail work. What we do need to be careful of is that we don't lose that perspective, because we can get lost in those details pretty quickly. We should also be aware that there is a possibility of expressing ourselves in an overly factual manner, so much so that we come across as dry, critical, or unimaginative. Basically, what we're saying here is that don't pick people apart because they don't like that, because you wouldn't either. Okay. Let's try to correct people's grammar kindly, if it's even necessary. You know, it's okay to notice. It's not okay to put someone down about it. Cool. Cool. We're trying to be humans, right? Now, with this Mercury in Virgo, we also have Mars in Virgo until September 14th. So a big chunk of our Sun in Virgo season also includes Mars in Virgo and Mercury in Virgo. This is a heavy Virgo energy. We've talked about this in the last couple of shows a little bit too, but heavy Virgo energy can really give us that laser focus to get things done, but it can also give us a laser focus on picking people apart, picking situations apart, tearing people down because maybe their facts aren't all right, or they made a mistake, or they don't agree with us exactly the same way about something. It might be implying or trying to read tone into text messages, or feeling insulted by something that someone says and taking things too personally. Okay. Just understand that this is an overly critical energy that we're feeling and that we're all under. And what I said at the beginning of the show about that idea of black versus white and us all sort of existing in the gray area, more or less, we need to understand, and we really need to put on our lenses here and understand that more of us are standing in the gray area than not. Okay. And Virgo season is tough for being critical and wanting to put people in black or white areas. Most of the time we're in those gray areas. So try to understand that. This Mars and Virgo energy kind of amplifies the aggression factor behind some of these urges to pick people apart. Okay. Mars is a workhorse. Mars wants to get the job done. Mars is passionate, but Mars can also be angry and aggressive and assertive. And sometimes those things are too forceful for the situation. Sometimes those things can go overboard. Okay. When Mars is in Virgo, we can have a passion for details and a need to do the right thing at the right time. Now, if you feel like you are just a rebel for a cause, you need to do the right thing. You need to say the right thing. You need to put yourself out there and make sure that everybody in the world knows that you are on the right side of whatever this fight is. Take a step back, because who might you alienate in your life by putting yourself all the way out there and saying, I'm on this team, and if you're not with me, then you're against me. You know, we're talking about black versus white again. We're talking about alienating anybody who might have a foot in the gray area. Just think, you know, this is truly a time when we need to think before we speak, before we post, before we tweet, before we blog, before we Facebook, before we throw something up on TikTok. We just need to use what Mercury gave us and think and process before we communicate. Okay. When Mars is in Virgo, the satisfaction of a job well done can be one of the greatest incentives. This might be affecting you at work. This might be affecting you in your life. You might be looking for affirmation from people. You might be looking for validation from people. And when you don't get it, it can make you feel very upset, and it can make you feel like lashing out or like tearing people down because you're not being, I guess, appreciated or identified for how special and precise and hardworking you are. Okay. This might also be impacting your students, especially if you have students that have heavy Virgo in their birth charts. If you don't know your kids' charts, it's a great tool to kind of be able to look and see what they might be going through at school too. If you have kids with heavy Virgo placements, going to school and being in a classroom with a lot of kids and just one teacher, you know, kids don't always get that one-on-one need that they may have from their teachers and from the administration that works with them at the schools. And they may not always get it at home either. You know, so taking a moment to really connect with them. If you're a teacher, look, I know you don't get paid enough to do this, but if you notice that there are some kids who, you know, really they need a little bit of extra affirmation, they might be the kids that have extra Virgo in their charts. They might just need a little bit more validation than some of the other kids. Some of the other kids couldn't care less what you think, and that's fine. Those are the Sagittarius kids. I know them. But listen, you might have some little Virgo kids, you know, you might have some little Virgo rising kids that have upset stomachs because they're nervous and they don't feel like anything they do is good enough. And they feel like perfectionism is their only armor in the entire world. And those are the kids that might need just like an extra little word of validation, an extra little, like, you know, add a girl now and then. Those are the kids that you want to look at. So this is a time when we can be very precise. This is a time when perfectionism is rampant. We're concerned about our performance. This is a time when perfectionists feel like just righteous. And they're like, look, this is my time to shine. I am a perfectionist. But listen, everybody makes mistakes, right? Everybody makes mistakes. And when that perfectionist makes a mistake, that fall is hard and it hurts. So take a little extra care, give yourself a little extra grace. This heavy Virgo season it's strong, and it's making us all very anxious, I think. So just try to remember that. One point of grace in the chart right now, in the weekly astrology, is that Venus, our planet of love and beauty and money and our values, right? Venus just moved into the sign of Libra. Okay. Libra is one of the signs that is ruled by Venus. This makes this a very happy place for Venus to be. When Venus is in Libra, we may be more inclined to be charming rather than aggressive. And we might we might be willing to sort of charm our way into getting what we want in the cycle instead of being very assertive or aggressive and asking for it. Okay. What we can sometimes see is manipulative behavior. So watch that. But Venus in Libra lives for relationships and connection. Okay. You might feel this sort of air of cool detachment to this energy, but during this time, we can feel very obliging to others. We're willing to negotiate. We're willing to compromise. This is probably where I am right now because I'm talking about all of this, you know, black versus white and me hanging out in this gray area, trying to tell you to see all of the people in the gray area. I have a lot of Libra in my chart. So this Venus is really speaking to me right now. You can hear it. I'm channeling Venus in Libra and trying to tell all of you, okay? Libra is the only sign in the zodiac that's represented by an item instead of a living thing. Okay. I want you to think about that. There are 12 signs of the zodiac. 11 of the signs of the zodiac are represented by a living, breathing being of some kind. Libra is represented by a machine. It's a set of scales. It doesn't have feeling. It doesn't have emotion. It just weighs pros and cons, good and bad, black and white. It tries to find balance. It tries to find harmony, and it tries to find the gray area. Okay. Venus is in Libra until September 10th. During this time, we can be very idealistic about love, about relationships, about how we all get along, and about what is the right way to do things. Now, this is also a time when we can sometimes be a little bit turned off by aggressive behavior. Okay. Now, with Venus and Libra, there's a shadow side to everything. And the shadow side of this can be dependency, sometimes codependency, inconsistency, superficiality, and also detachment. Because like I said, Libra is represented by a machine. It's a set of scales, and it isn't about the feeling. It's about the processing. It's about the understanding what both sides are thinking and trying to find a middle ground. This is harmonizing. Okay. And we want common ground before we want to process things emotionally when we have a lot of Libra. This Venus and Libra energy can also cause us to attempt to avoid unpleasant situations. Okay. We're going to avoid conflict during this time. Sometimes we can gloss over deeper issues that might be at play in our relationships. During this time, it might be best to avoid that trap of kind of acquiescing to our partners, but privately resenting them or thinking that we are martyrs for doing so. If there's an issue, you still need to speak about it. Just try to, you know, channel some of that Libra grace and charm while you're doing that. The other thing about this time is that we might feel more artistically inclined. Okay. If you have a lot of nervous Virgo energy and you don't know what to do with it, try to channel it into something creative. I don't know if you paint, if you sing, if you do crafts, if you macrame the hell out of something right now. It's a great time to channel that energy. Give your hands something to do. Mercury, one of the body parts that Mercury rules is the hands. So if you can keep those little hands and fingers busy, that will help to channel some of that nervous energy. This is a time with Virgo and Libra that we're seeking balance. And if that is a possibility in your life, anywhere in your life, to seek balance, this is going to help you, and it's going to help you calm some of that external Virgo nervousness and anxiety and sort of ticking time clock kind of hourglass energy that we're feeling from all of this Virgo and in the chart. So that's this week's astrology. There's a lot happening. We have a lot of time that we're going to be sitting with these energies, basically from now until about mid-September. We sort of have this soup of energies all in one place. So we have a little bit of time to get used to this, to feel it, to live in it, and to understand it. What's great about that is that as we start coming to an understanding of how this energy is working with us, because it doesn't transition super quickly, that allows us to figure out how to work with it. What can be a struggle is that situations that need an outcome may struggle to find one. right now. So whether that's in your life, whether that's in the world, whether that's on the news, on your Facebook feed, if you're seeing situations that seem like there's just a storm cloud dumping rain and it doesn't seem to be moving on, those are areas where balance is needed. And it's going to be tough to find it in some of those areas. So the best thing we can do is to try to employ all of that grace that we know that we can channel. We can channel Artemis, we can channel Venus, we can get our girls together, and you know, we can use the power of strong, independent women. We can hunt, we can gather, and we can solve all of these problems, right? That's what I thought. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for being here with me today and for listening to my whole entire sermon. There's a lot happening right now, and I'm just glad that you tuned in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning into a brand new episode of Glow Girl. I will be back here with a new episode again next week, and it will actually be a new episode next week. I promise. My kid's back in school. I can actually record episodes now. So I will see you all next week. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you're catching the rest of the Girls Girls Media Multiverse of podcasts. We're on the air just about every day of the week with something for everyone. Also, if you are not a member of our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community, you should definitely join. This is a great place where you can find a whole gray area of women, people to balance out every different part of your life and offer differing opinions and backgrounds. And it's just a really nice, kind, soft place to land. And also the best, funniest, and most inappropriate memes live there. And I swear to you, it's harvest worthy. You should definitely come join us. It's the Girls Girls Community. You can find us on Facebook. All the rest of our Girls Girls Media hosts are in there, and we love spending time in our little favorite social media haven. So come be our friends. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today, as always, is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.